This is Nicole Brandon with Unlimited Life, and thank you so much for joining us today. I'm so thrilled and so excited for today's subject because it's really something that's on the forefront of all of our minds and something that's so prevalent in our society today, and we're talking about gluten-free. And it's really interesting because my nephew, it just turned 13 years old, and he had been having problems for really the past few years, and he had to go through some crazy allergy tests for a 10-year-old and 11-year-old where he had to take away all the foods that he had, and then slowly they would reintroduce foods and see what he could have, and so tough for a little boy, especially the time when you're playing sports and Little League and everybody's eating everything and you're going to parties, and after all these tests that they put him through, they found out he was allergic to gluten, and his whole life has changed. He no longer gets sick. He can breathe easier. His life is so much better, and he actually loves the food. He's like this little chef, and so I've really been interested in that, and then I've had people around me since I'm in the health and nutrition field asking me about gluten-free, and have you tasted, you know, this, and have you tasted that, and do you know what gluten is, and I really didn't, and then I met this amazing woman. And I'm so excited that she's going to be here to talk to us today. Her name is Judy Carney, and she has a company called Choice Baked Baking Company. And they actually have gluten-free products that are delicious that you would never know. So we're going to talk to her about what makes something gluten-free and about how she gets started in her journey. The company is really a dream come true for this mother and daughter duo. She created this handcrafted artisan biscotti, which was this twice-baked in Italian, with her family recipes, and she carried those traditions from the past. She uses only finest ingredients, fresh herbs and spices, and we were talking earlier, she was talking about how they grow some of their own spices and herbs, and which I would love to know how to have a garden and the right vegetables and the right herbs for my own life, to be able to have something that actually enhances not only the flavor but the quality of living. And her mission is really to bring back those memories of enjoying the quality time with family and friends and eating and laughing and loving and being able to do all of those things in a healthy fashion. And so Choice Baked has now transformed its mission to include only gluten-free products. They've expanded the product line, and we're going to talk about what they have. And we're just so thrilled and so honored that she's here with us today. And I have to tell you, I am just racing out to get her products. We were talking about this morning about, as I was having breakfast, wouldn't it be wonderful to be able to wake up and to know that what you're eating to start your day is healthy and enhances the quality of your life and feeds you in other ways other than just fulfilling your hunger, but actually feeds your health and your future and the quality of your life. So, Judy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Nicole. I'm so happy to be here. I'm very excited.
Well, it is such an honor and such a thrill. So first tell us a little bit about you. How did you get started? What a wonderful idea to have a baking company. I kind of think that's everybody's dream, to be able to make something and to have people enjoy what they make. I know my mother and my grandmother and my aunt, when I was growing up, they used to spend hours in the kitchen, but the joy was in the fact that people love what they made and that their love was then shared. And so how did it begin?
Exactly right. I've been baking since I can remember, and my mother and my grandmothers were incredible bakers. They had the most amazing honey cake, and my mom made blintzes from scratch and banana bread and a cheesecake and all that good stuff. So I was surrounded by women who loved to do that, but it was almost kind of like a therapy. I was going to say my mom was a full-time mom, so when she baked, she really got into it as more like a therapy, which gives the joy into the product. It's like a calming effect so that you pour your emotions into your actual product. And so from that point forward, we've taken the next generation, we've taken the reins, and actually have done a lot of entertaining ourselves for the masses. We've had Passovers for more than 150 people. It's just been amazing. Like, we've always been in that industry, but I actually had my own bookkeeping and tax practice as my full-time job, and the baking was pretty much on the side. So I have my own children, and I continue to share my baking experience with them, and eventually my oldest daughter was bitten by the baking bug too. So we've talked about this moment when we would actually have a bakery of our own, and we have manifested and visioned and everything in between to make this happen. So we were just thinking of just having a regular bakery. But then what happened was my son, David, was diagnosed. Well, he didn't actually know what was happening. He felt very sluggish, and he's a very fit and athletic man. And he started feeling very sluggish. So we decided to figure out what was going on. He went to the doctors, and he was diagnosed with gluten intolerance or celiac disease. Do you want me to continue?
Yes, absolutely. As I'm listening to this, I was wondering for my nephew if that's what, you know, he was diagnosed with as well, as I was sharing at the top of the show. I mean, at just like 10 years old, he started having allergies and he'd have trouble breathing. It sounded like he had asthma in a way. He was only 10 and he was doing Little League and all of this. And after all of these tests that they put his little bodies through, what they came out was a gluten intolerance. And now that he knows that and he's changed his diet, his whole life has changed. He's this energetic, beautiful kid. And he loves, like, he knows all these gluten recipes, which I just absolutely love. So I'm so interested. And I also love that it's a mother-daughter team. What a beautiful thing to do with your daughter. I mean, to have that experience and to be able to share something you love and to create a business around it.
Yes, absolutely. So it's just been, so when this happened with my son, we just decided as we were having our family event, we would normally bake a bunch of desserts for the whole masses that, you know, could tolerate gluten or they thought they could, whatever. And then we would make something for David because he was always felt left out. So as we, throughout a year or so, we've decided we're just going to try it and then let everybody experience it gluten-free. They don't even know that they're eating it. So people would say, oh, no, this doesn't taste gluten-free. And, you know, it was like they couldn't really tell the difference, and sometimes it was better. So we decided to, wow, this must be our calling. It must be a different way of baking because we wanted just to bake, but this is like it takes it to a completely different level of health or healthy for those people who can't take gluten. Although, yes, we all know we shouldn't load up on grains and rices and, you know, wheats and all that carbohydrates in our diet to begin with. But for those of us who have to have our sweet tooth satisfied, we have to have it. So this is an alternative. We should not eat an abundance of all this because, you know, everything in balance. But if we have to have it, we should be able to go in any place and be able to choose a gluten-free dessert or any product on the shelves. And this really hit home when I was traveling in the airport. And I was delayed like 5 hours, and I went to those little kiosks, and there was nothing gluten-free besides potato chips. And I just felt, wow, this is what a totally different world of people who really, you know, and I haven't been diagnosed yet, who really cannot tolerate that, that it would absolutely be very, very harmful to them. And there's no alternatives. I thought about the children in the schools, the snacks that they could have, that they would be right up there with their friends and even probably better with their whatever they brought out of their lunch pail.
And that would be amazing. Sorry, I mean, I just, as you're saying that, my heart is just so filled because that's, you know, you feel bad for these kids. And if they could have something that's good for all of the children, not just the children that are having problems, but it's actually better for every child in the school system, that's great.
Right. Especially with that GMO wheat mutation issue going on, we know that wheat is not wheat anymore. It's whatever. We don't know what it is. So I guess everyone probably should be gluten-free until further notice. Yes, there's some issues and probably contradictions and, you know, all different kinds of things said about the gluten-free and the brown rice and whatever, but all in moderation. And this really gives you an alternative to eat something that you can eat and enjoy and have a birthday cake and blow out the candles and a wedding cake and all those things that we need to have in our lives. And not,
okay,
you know,
so
not
my,
be,
my yes. First question then is, you know, for our audience that's listening to our show, what is gluten? And people that don't know hear gluten-free or they see gluten-free bread or gluten-free products or it hits the news or media, but what is gluten?
Okay, let me just get back to that point. Okay, gluten-free, gluten is actually, is a product that attacks the... Let me just see here. It attacks your immune system, and it's like a protein. Gluten is a protein that goes into your body and attacks, if you're allergic to it, those different things in your body. It could be, it first starts in your small intestine, and it just then it starts to block your absorption for the nutrients, to have, you know, the nutrients come from your food. It starts to block your vegetables and things like that. So eventually, a lot of gluten intolerant people become malnourished. Therefore, a lot of the things that, you know, normally would happen, the bones and all that, start to decay. And then a lot of people start to get diabetes and all different kinds of things. So gluten is that protein that kind of like gets in your body. If you're allergic to it, it attacks all different things in your system and also blocks a lot of the nutrients coming into your body. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm a baker. But this disease is very serious because it can create death and all different kinds of things. Now, in children and in adults, there's different kinds of symptoms. So with children, there's different symptoms that they experience than adults. So you have to be aware and really pay attention to your child and say, you know, what are you feeling or whatever. So a lot of the children become emotionally irritable. They tend to be smaller than normal and have delayed puberty. They have enamel defects in their permanent teeth. They have weight loss and abdominal pains and diarrhea. That's in children. In adults, they have fewer abdominal symptoms and more related to the organs, like anemia,
really?
Arthritis. Yeah. Isn't that fascinating?
Oh, my gosh. I never knew that.
Yeah, me neither. Arthritis, joint pain, fatigue. Can you imagine probably that that new disease that everyone is having, that fibromyalgia has a lot to do with it, sores in the mouth, and infertility and miscarriage. That's in adults. Yeah.
That's just amazing. And to think that we have something at our fingertips that can fix this, can resolve this, can turn this around, can prevent these symptoms. And it's not something that we have to research and put, you know, millions and millions and millions of dollars and years of our best scientists and teams in a room with cauldrons and eyes of Newton, peacock feathers, you know, to stir and come up with something wonderful. We actually know that by baking or creating products that are gluten-free, they're healthier for our lives. And so I think that's amazing. And then they say it's glue. Is that true? That gluten is glue?
Well, if you look at it and you let it sit in water, it does. It becomes very, you know, sticky and gummy and gooey. But they have the same thing on the other world, in the gluten-free world, with the xanthan gum, which creates that same binding, you know, it performs like the binding agent in wheat. So you have to add certain things to the gluten-free flour mix so it behaves like a regular wheat flour when it's, you know, being processed or with the breads or any of that. So there's all kinds of mixes and all kinds of flours that they use in baking one complete product. You can't just use just rice flour. There's a combination of many ingredients that go into just making a cookie. So you want me to give you some examples?
Now what's yes, of course, absolutely.
So some of the examples we have is the brown rice flour. They say it's more nutritional. And then we have the white rice flour. And then for the heavier menus, we use garbanzo bean flour, sorghum flour, and then a special ingredient called xanthan gum, which is the binder. And then the other things to lighten up the flour is like potato starch. And for Passover, and Jewish people, we're very familiar with this, potato starch, potato flour, tapioca flour, corn starch. So that's what we make as our mix, so it all comes together and acts like a wheat flour. They can't perform basically by themselves.
Now, what is garbanzo bean flour? I've never heard garbanzo bean flour.
Well,
does it taste like garbanzo beans?
Well, yeah. Do you eat hummus? Have you ever had hummus?
Yes. Yes.
That's from a garbanzo bean. So they take those beans and they dry them and they grind them into flour. So it really is a bean.
Fascinating.
Yes. Yes, so it does have the taste of a hummus. That's why those special kinds of flours are used in different kinds of recipes. You don't want them to be used in cheesecake. Those are more like for breads and things like that to hide a lot of that bean flavor.
Now, what are some of your very favorite? First, what did you start with? Did you have, you know, I saw something on, you know, your bio, whatever, that talks about the biscotti. So is biscotti your first venture
yes.
into being gluten-free. And first of all, my mom loves biscottis, and I do as well. And so how did you choose biscotti? And do you still make biscotti? And then what was the next step from there?
Awesome. Yes, actually, we made regular biscotti. We started out with, well, as we know, mandel bread, okay? Jewish people know what mandel bread is. It is a form of biscotti. It's kind of like Jewish biscotti. So we started with that, and for throughout all this time of baking, I've made that at all the events, and everybody loved that. So I knew that was a winner. We've always provided at all our family events, and everybody loves it. So through the test of time, certain things that you knew were consistently good, we used. So, and then my daughter makes this cranberry pistachio biscotti. So the two of those, we hit off our twice bake with those two products. Then we got a little more adventurous and did the lavender citrus, which is also dairy-free, and a marble hazelnut. And so now we have four products in the biscotti of regular baking. Then we decided and challenged ourselves and made them all gluten-free to see, do they taste different than the real thing that we've been baking for years, right? And no one could tell the difference. It's like night and day. It's like the same, you will never know that that tastes different than gluten-free. So we've been selling gluten-free. We also make biscottinis, which are the smaller version of these for people who don't want to eat a whole biscotti, because those are big. They're like 5 inches. So we have these little biscottinis of the same four flavors in the gluten-free pack as well. So, and then from there, we've been making, as I said, for my son David, on our little weekend dinners that we do for our desserts, we started making gluten-free cheesecake, which is a pecan praline cheesecake, which, like everyone wants, I can't believe this is gluten-free. So from the cheesecakes, we decided to do, we've made breads, like I was mentioning. We made a bread. We made actually challah, and we put it in a loaf pan because most of gluten-free breads are not stiff enough to form. So they're mostly loaf breads. So we made a challah, and then one day we made this beautiful French bread that we actually could form it. And we have like a beautiful dinner, organized steak dinner, yummy, yummy. And my son-in-law looked at the bread, and he sliced it like a submarine sandwich, filled it with ham, not ham, but turkey and different things, and decided to eat his sandwich, which he had not had a sandwich in probably over a year. Because the bread out there, you can't even make a sandwich out of it. You can't even cut into it. It would fall apart. So he just sat there eating this like 6-inch sub sandwich on gluten-free bread that he was just so happy and just said, Mom, this is just amazing. So I don't know. It's like little messages that we've gotten throughout this whole year of trying to kickstart our bakery, and I think our goal is now baking for a cause and baking for kids who have this problem, and, you know, they get teased a lot because they can't do this, and they don't have that plain, you know, birthday cake with all the everything else that everyone else has. So I think it goes really deep when a person is restricted from living a life like everybody else.
So do you also bake, then, cakes for people, birthday cakes or wedding cakes?
Yes.
Or...
Yes, yes, yes. And we have this Dessert of the Month Club. So if you want to send, a wonderful special friend or family member, you know, they'll get a dessert every month delivered to their door that's gluten-free.
That's wonderful. Now, what is the difference between gluten-free and dairy-free and vegan?
Okay, so gluten-free obviously uses the different flours. Dairy-free has no butter, no milk product or butter in it, like the mandel bread or the spicy biscotti that we have and the lavender citrus. So those are olive oil-based, which is yummy delicious. So the lavender citrus, the spiced walnut, pecan are olive oil-based, no butter. The cranberry, pistachio, marble nut, hazelnut are butter included in that. So there's the difference between dairy-free. Vegan would have no eggs, probably, definitely no butter, nothing. So they probably would substitute applesauce or something different to give the same kind of a flavor, but they would take out all the eggs, they would take out all the butter. Anything to have to do with animals would be taken out of the recipe.
I love, it's like an art. It really is. And how incredible to do it with your daughter. And so was she baking when she was a little girl? Was it something that you did together when she was a child and it just continued on?
Absolutely. Because, you know, in the family, as we all know, that's the best place where things happen. So we've always entertained, and my girls and even my sons, everyone has always gathered around and participated in some way. And now I come down here on the weekends to visit my kids. We bake, and my granddaughters and grandson are sometimes involved in the making process too. They just love it. They put on their little aprons and their little hats, and we bake as like three generations.
Yeah.
My granddaughter, we say, okay, Grandma, I'm ready to cook. She would have her little glove on and her little apron and her hat on, and she'd be ready to bake. And we bake basically every weekend. We just have to. So she's like, when are we going to make chocolate today? So it's just been really a wonderful thing. And I want it to continue into perpetuity so that my daughter, her family, and continue so that we can create something good and wonderful, you know, for future generations.
Well, that's amazing to be able to leave a legacy of health. I mean, people all
yes.
the time think about leaving a legacy for their family, but who thinks about leaving a legacy of health? That you actually have that consistency and that quality of life, that you're leaving something that actually can change, can enhance, can add years, longevity to somebody's life, and quality to their skin, to their vibrancy, to their glow, to, you know, to all of those things, to their energy level. And so I can't think of a better gift to be able to say, you know, we would love this to continue on. And how do people find you, and how do people, you know, find your products and all of that? Because I know that our listeners are absolutely going to want to try your products.
Thank you, love. Yes, our website is in construction at this point, but you can reach me at judy@twice-baked.com. And you can put your orders in there. I can send you a price list and all of that, and that way I'll have your information as well. So, or you can reach me or text me at 562-714-0564.
And can you try that once more? Can you give that number once more? Thank you.
Absolutely, thank you. 562-714-0564.
That's wonderful.
And we are on Facebook. We do have a Facebook, so we are on Facebook, so you can just look that up as well.
And then what kind of products can people order from you?
You can order all of those products. We have, obviously, the biscotti. Those travel very well and keep very well. So we basically ship anywhere, obviously, cheesecakes and you know, all those other things that need refrigeration. We'll have special handling, of course, so that they get to you, you know, cold, and you'll be able to eat them. And so we have, you know, cakes and coffee cakes, which are just yummy, delicious, lemon bars, yummy, and fudge, gourmet fudge to die for, like Grand Marnier fudge, yummy, all kinds of different bars, and obviously breads. That's the main thing, and we want to focus on bread because there's not too many wonderful products out there, and so that's going to be a big focus of ours. So it's going to be like olive bread and, you know, baguettes and things like that. So, you know, obviously in the cupcakes, we do a lot of good cupcakes and cookies. My daughter makes a killer monster cookie with everything, like Reese's Pieces, chocolate chips, everything. And they're just yummy good. And my son is a longshoreman, so he takes them over there and they're like gone in like in seconds. So it's just a really good validation of not just the product, but just really helping people who can't really enjoy, and they see other people enjoying. You know, I mean, you can just whip your gluten-free stuff out of the cafe and eat it right there when everyone else is enjoying other things, because you're not going to be able to find it. So that's what we do.
And then how long does it, you know, does bread last, and do you have to refrigerate it? Because I know when I go to the supermarket and I wander through the food aisles, very often I'll find the gluten-free products in the refrigerated or the frozen food section. And so do you, when you have a gluten-free bread, do you need to refrigerate it or freeze it, and does it stay? And so once somebody gets it, what do they do with it?
That's a very good question. If you're going to be using any product, obviously, you can just keep it out for a day. That shouldn't be a problem. With gluten-free, those other products, they don't hold together. That's why they crumble in some way after one day or lose their air. So they're, like, so hard. So So yes, you would have to probably put them in the refrigerator, depending on the actual bread, like egg bread or something more substantial. I'd say you could probably keep out for a couple of days. But then after that, I would put the bread in the refrigerator. Obviously, for cheesecakes and things that need refrigeration, you put those in right away. They'll be sent cold, so that won't be an issue. The other thing, the other product that we're coming up with is a twice-baked roll, basically, where we actually bake the product first, send out that roll that you can go ahead with the little spices or the sugar elements to it. You can take that roll and pop it in your oven, you know, slice it, pop it in your oven for 5 minutes, and then you're also almost on the other twice-baked side. So that would be good for, you know, kids at the dorm. You know, they can have a freezer packed with these rolls, pull them out when they want to have a, you know, a little moment of ecstasy and bake their own twice.
I love it. Now, how did you come up with the name Twice-Baked? It's a great name, but how did you come up with it?
Well, first of all, my daughter and I are very in tune with each other, so we challenged each other what our logo would look like. So we each drew something. We didn't know what we were going to draw, and we both drew exactly the same oval. So we knew that that was a winner right away. The twice-baked, just because it was biscotti, and in Italian it means twice-baked. Biscotti actually means twice-baked. So that's
it does?
That.
That's what the
yes,
word
it
means?
Yes, it does.
I never knew that.
It means twice-baked, yes. Yes, so that's how we came up with the name. And my cousins, Peggy and Ted Race, they designed our logos, and they designed everything. We just gave them our ideas, and then we added the gluten-free, and she just came up with this idea, and we're just very happy with it. It's a very joyful-looking, you know, card and colors, and, you know, it really means a lot to us. Very family-created by, you know, family members, so that means a lot as well.
I love that. That's just amazing. And then when I look at the logo and I think about the two of you doing it together, I had no idea that biscotti means twice-baked. And it's so easy for people to think about, because you think about a twice-baked potato, or, I mean, it's a concept that people have that says delicious.
Yes.
And so there's something that goes to our mind of it's going to be scrumptious, it's going to be wonderful, and somebody took a lot of care and time into making this for us.
Yes.
And so I think it's such a wonderful name. And then when I was looking at your bio, it said that you were doing bookkeeping and tax work. And I cannot think of something further from baking than doing taxes. So when you were doing taxes, were you still cooking for people that you were doing the bookkeeping for? Or how did you transcend from sitting down and with a pencil and pen and numbers and being able to put that same precision into the numbers, into measurements, and into, you know, cups and teaspoons and tablespoons, and, you know, putting all of the numbers and the time there?
Yes. Well, you know, you were mentioning about having business people around, so I naturally have a business mind. That's where I go, and I'm very detail-oriented. So in baking, you have to be very detail-oriented, measurements are precise. So everything has to balance each other in order for it to come to a profit, right? So I always, was baking, and especially during tax season when it was very stressful. So I did a lot of baking and a lot of entertaining during tax season. So it kind of goes together, you know?
That's so funny. I had recently on our bridal show, we had a minister on the show, and he climbed Mount Kilimanjaro with his mother and his daughter, and he also swam in like a raging sea. And, you know, so it's so interesting. You think now he's doing marriages for celebrities, and so where people, you know, from one place, and how they take these huge steps in their lives and they use those skills. Like you're saying, you had a business mind and you understood the finances and you had this great ability to bake, and that created a company. And so I love when all those components come together and you can piece them. And then when I also was looking at your bio, you were talking about that herbs and spices, some that you actually grow. And so how do you do that? And then can someone else do that in their own life? Are there herbs you would recommend that people grow that are easy to grow in their homes and that they can use and that are better than something that's chemically enhanced in the market that you would suggest for our listeners?
Absolutely. What we did was we took out a flower bed even and we planted vegetables instead. Because our concept is if we can grow it, let's eat it. So, and never take out any fruit tree that's already existing in a property that you're going to be acquiring. Just leave everything there and then just go from there. So we love to grow squashes. That's very easy to grow. Zucchini and yellow squash, very, very easy. Swiss chard and kale and all those things, which you can end up actually juicing every day from your garden, which we do. And we drink the juice from our garden. It's all organic. So we plant, you know, something that's very easy, one plant of each, so it's not overwhelming. But also herbs are the best and the easiest, like parsley, that's just a given. Basil is so easy to grow. And we just have like a whole little line of all the herbs and pretty much in one place. And we just cook with our fresh herbs for whatever, the sweet and the savory. We have on the side of the house, we grew lavender. So, but we don't use the lavender from our garden. We buy, you know, certified lavender, which is amazing. So, but we've had, you know, we have orange trees and all kinds of, like one tree that almost from every fruit. So we just believe, and we have a big family, so we believe in taking from our garden. We use our, you know, for our own purposes, our orange peels, the lemon peels. We do our own lemon peels anyway. Even if we buy organic at the store, we make our own candy peels. So we know what's going into the product. Yeah, girl. So we know what's going into the product. Yes. I don't like this. I'm a purist. I don't like to mix with anybody else's stuff. Yeah. So we just do everything pretty much from scratch. Yeah. So and you can taste the little bits, especially the lavender citrus. Yummy, delicious. So the garden's the way to go. And also, it's so good for children to have a garden. They can, you know, it teaches them how to take care of something, how to eat it, really where it comes from, which makes it more like they're responsible for the earth if there's a connection there. So I've had my kids in my garden. I've had big gardens, little gardens. All my kids and grandkids are very garden-oriented because that's the way we roll. And you know what? That's the way the future is going to be in helping and then giving our abundance, if we have an overflow, to other people. And helping other people and sharing in the abundance. So we do that. We share our garden.
That's so beautiful. That's really, really, really just the essence of doing that. And I love that you talk about having a garden for a child because I think there's no better way to learn for a child to understand that something grows and that something that grows is alive. I remember that I used to teach children a lot about spirit and a lot about energy, and we would pick up dirt in both hands, and we would say to the children, some people call it dirt, and some people call it earth.
Mm.
And when it's earth, how flowers grow and plants grow, and earth is alive, and we live on earth, and earth is a mother, and earth, and people say dirt, you know, it's something dirt, and you should always see earth. Everything should always have an essence and be alive to you. And I remember as a child listening to The Secret Garden. And yes. In The Secret Garden, they were talking about when things are wick and they have a light around them and how it has every plant and every vegetable and every, that they all have an essence and an energy. And even if it's something that you can't visibly see to the eye, that if you give it love and you let it breathe, you give it this chance to grow and how magical it is and how it can feed you and nurture you. And so the fact that you were taking all of those little pieces of life and energy and love and wrapping them together, you know, sort of swaddling them and make a baby's blanket and putting them together and baking them with love and giving them to people, I can't think of something more magnificent. So I just...
Well, that's how we feel. You feel that way, and, you know, it's just wonderful for, you know, as a grandmother to walk around your garden and pull something up and tell your grandchild, here, eat this, you know, and they go, no, I don't want to, and you go, just try it, you know, and then they start to pull things up as they're walking, oh, grandma smelled this. So I think that's the only way to go. How else are we going to make this place a better place if we don't show them what the earth is all about? We have to do that. So as a grandmother and this whole gluten-free world journey that we're going to be taking on, it's just going to be, we're very much looking forward to it. We're very excited about it. We want to open up a bakery, so we're trying to get the funds in. So we need orders, and just so we can open up a place that we can call our home, and then just really, you know, just do mass production to everyone who really needs it.
Well, we definitely are all going to support that, and I so encourage people, you know, to reach out to you now to be able to place the orders, have these wonderful products delivered to their home. And I love the fact that you have, you know, a special dessert of, what did you say, the week or the month that people can receive, which is just, you know, fantastic. And then for someone that's learning that gluten-free is new, that this is, you know, they went to the doctor or they have a personal trainer or their mother or their aunt or someone they love told them that, you know, they feel so great because they're now gluten-free. And so where does someone begin? What's the first step is to order breads or products from you? And then in their own house, is there something that you would say, like you were saying, applesauce, or is there the first ingredient that you'd say, okay, I would start replacing this with that if you're just starting?
Yes, absolutely. I would definitely take all the flour products out of your house, because if you're allergic and every time you eat a product, it only gets worse. So you just really don't want to have that. So you probably want to eliminate all the flours and all the cookies, everything that contains flour, and just, you know, give it away. I wouldn't throw it away. I'd donate it or give it away to a neighbor who doesn't care. And then, you know, or they'll give it to somebody else or whatever. But I would start there, and then really, there are products in the market that you can eat that are cookies, you know, that are gluten-free, you know, if you need to have something, and of course, you can order from us. But I would just start cleaning out and really start looking at more vegetables and living things. Juicing, you know, is just amazing. And just, you know, trying to do that. I know you have a sweet tooth when you start to get out of that world, so I would definitely either prepare yourself and order something in advance, you know, and stock up from our products, or go to the market. There's all kinds of different products there. But really, you know, just eat healthy. You know, don't eat an abundance of carbohydrates. Even all the desserts and everything are not good for you. Everything in balance. But I would just start by clearing out everything that has a flour in it of some kind. Rye, barley, some oats are not gluten-free. So you have to really do your homework, read all the ingredients on the labels. There's all kinds of soy contains gluten. There's all kinds of products out there that are, you don't know if they contain gluten. So do your homework. Make sure, you know, you look at everything, because you don't want to go forward and clean up your body and then go backwards by eating something that you didn't even know had gluten in them. So I would say do a lot of research, and there's a lot out there now. So definitely, and for children, you know, you can tell the person they're going to a new neighborhood or a birthday party. You can even pack their own gluten-free cupcake or whatever, you know, or to identify with your neighbors that your, you know, Johnny is nut allergic, or, you know, that's a very big issue too, is nut allergies. Very, very crucial. So in our products, we don't mix the nuts in our unless you buy the variety pack and you know there's nuts. So we separate the bag so everyone's in their own individual flavors. So nuts are very crucial in making sure that, you know, the person that has a nut allergy doesn't eat that. So gluten-free, nut-free, all those things are coming out that we have to be aware of, we have to be educated about, and maybe there'll be little bracelets made for gluten-free. I'm gluten-free for little babies or for children, so people will know that I can't feed that child this, because I've had in my own family where a child accidentally ate a nut. I myself, my sister, accidentally gave me almonds, and I blew up like a balloon, and she didn't know what happened. So we have to be very careful of what we do and be aware of our family members and our friends and how they eat and all their restrictions. So it's a big deal. It's a very big deal.
This is such great information. And then I wanted to ask you, because you said you took your favorite recipes, like from your grandparents and your childhood. And so did you just replace one ingredient with another, or did you experiment like mad scientists and say, okay, you know, how can we make this taste as delicious as possible? Because I love the fact that the recipes you've always loved are still the recipes and the products that you're sharing with people now. It's just now they're healthier.
That's exactly what we did. We just, and then in some cases, I have to say, like in breads, you can't just willy-nilly it. But in some cases, yes, we are taking like a cheesecake. The gluten part would be in the crust, so we make our own crust. So we definitely take the old recipes but tweak them with the flour, and no one knows the difference. Like peanut butter cookies, things you wouldn't even imagine taste so yummy that it's just replacing the flour on some old recipes and using some new recipes, and then sometimes blending those together and also tweaking. You know, like, oh, I think this would be great with some buttermilk powder in it. It would make that bread look really good. So we're doing some of our own experimentation because there's so much out there, and we just, the end result is what we care about. So we're just trying to get the best product out there, especially in the bread department. We want to make rye bread. I want to make a Jewish rye bread, gluten-free. That's my goal. I used to make challah, like amazing challah, really. I'm still going to miss that, but I don't want to miss it, so I'm going to make it happen in the gluten-free world. I want to make holiday things, you know, gluten-free honey cake, you know, croissants, gluten-free croissants. I want to do all those things so that we can enjoy those things too. So that's the goal.
It sounds so delicious. You're making me so hungry as I sit and I listen to this. And it's, now, we have a huge event coming up in Los Angeles, and it's called the WIN, and it's the Women's Information Network, and that is September 20th and 21st at the Bonaventure Hotel in Los Angeles from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m., and you are going to have a table there, right, or a booth there with all of your products. So if people that are at the WIN or visiting the WIN and coming by can actually sample and try your food and buy it right off of you, right?
Yes. Well, we're having a table there, absolutely. But we're going to be featuring only the biscotti at this time because of the, you know, the refrigeration requirements and all that for the some of the other products like the cheesecakes and stuff. So at this time at the WIN, we're going to be just displaying and selling and giving out free samples of biscotti, all four flavors. So please come by. We're so jazzed about it. I'm looking forward to it and just sharing. It's just going to be amazing. And then we'll have, you know, a place where you can put your orders in, and, you know, we'll make sure that you can, you know, order online at that point or just give us information. Hopefully by that time we'll have a website set up, but I'm not positively sure. But we'll do the best we can, and so come on by. It's going to be amazing. My daughter and I will be there with our pink aprons on. And ready to give out samples.
For twice baked. I absolutely love it. Now, with the cupcakes that you were talking about, that you make cupcakes, and so can somebody order cupcakes for their kid's birthday party that they can do for school or for their child's party where they can do an entire order and then all of the cupcakes are gluten-free but the kids wouldn't even know it?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. And they'll love it. They'll go, oh, my God, this tastes even better. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Absolutely. That's the beauty of it all. Nobody really knows. And sometimes it's even better. So that's, you know, and then as versus when you're going into a supermarket and eating that product or Whole Foods, those products, I'm not loving it. So I think it's really having homemade stuff is just the way to go. The cookies, the cupcakes, the muffins, all that, the good stuff, yeah. The lemon bars are incredible. So, yeah, it's just definitely order for birthdays and whatever, weddings. We thought we'd do, like, little four packs of the biscottini for, like, party favors for weddings or, you know, on the tables. Or they're just adorable. They come in a little four pack of biscottinis, and it's just they look like a little tiered wedding cake in the bag. So, you know, just to put that as a placeholder, you know, for any event, baby showers or whatever. So, yeah, we want to get out there. We want to be out in the bridal world, and we want to be out there so that everyone can have fun and enjoy without having to sacrifice anything.
It just sounds so scrumptious. It really, really does.
I'm sending you some. Yeah,
I would love to try your products. And then when people start becoming gluten-free and they're having your breads and they're having instead of the things they have in your life, what are the kind of things people tell you are different in their life? Do they share that their energy level or their health? And because I know my nephew, it has been remarkable to watch this little boy become gluten-free and how his world has changed.
Yes, well, I myself chose to go gluten-free, so I noticed right away that the inflammation in my stomach area went down. I noticed that my fatigue, I didn't have as much fatigue. With my, and I'm just new. I'm maybe 1 month into being gluten-free. And sometimes I slip, but most often I'm doing that. But with my son-in-law, it's miraculous. He was, like I said, he's a boxer. He's very fit. He works out every day. He couldn't even hardly get off the couch. He was very lethargic. His stomach protruded. He had like a hardened stomach. And so right away when you start getting off the gluten, you're going to notice like your body's not going to be as inflamed as it was. Your muscles and all that stuff, you're not going to be as puffy. So you're going to notice right away a big change when you go gluten-free. And it's going to be like, wow. And then all those mystery diseases, you're going to go, what was that? You don't have those things anymore. What was that pain? What was this? It's all going to be, not all, but, you know, going that way, it really contributes to the ease of living a much normal life, you know, enjoying life and not being in pain. It's painful to be with your a body that's constantly inflamed and allergic and going against you. So what happens is, like I said, you become malnourished, even though maybe that's what it is. Your stomach is protruding, but you're really malnourished because it's blocking those nutrients. So he's changed his life completely around. They juice every day, and it's like night and day. It's just been a miracle for him.
Just listening to this, I'm beaming, you know, from ear to ear, because it is possible for people to have optimal health, and it is possible to live the life of your dreams, and it is possible to have those kind of energy levels and those kind of vitality and that kind, really a surge of life running through you. And it's so great that you've stepped into this world. I cannot think of a better gift to give the people you love and to give back to humanity. I mean, to be able to listen to someone that has health challenges and that has problems, and then to be able to say, I can help them. And not only can I help them, but you know, I can leave something on your doorstep that's going to work.
That's right, life.
And
right? Let's celebrate it.
That's it. I mean, and it's not something that is going to deteriorate your body and into your life that's going to have all these side effects. Instead, it's exactly the opposite. The only effects are that you're going to have a great life, and the only effects are you're going to get well, and the only effects are, is, you know, you're going to be able to enjoy something in a way you've never enjoyed it before. And so I cannot imagine a better gift. I mean, what a blessing you are, and what a magical being you are to have chosen this path and to decide that you were going to take your talents and skills and love and be able to bake for people and give them the gift of health. I just can't think of a greater gift. So,
especially for the children, right? Especially for the children who get compared all the time, especially for those kids. Yeah. It's going to be amazing what they're going to be able to have now.
I love it. So look what I've learned. I learned that biscotti needs twice baked. Now, it's so funny because I have a book that actually I look at every day, and the book is called The Superior Person's Book of Words, and it is by Peter Bowler. And so every day I learn words that are going to make me sound genius, of course. And of all of the words that I have in my consciousness and that I use and that I share with people, I never knew that biscotti was, and I love biscotti, so now that's going to be something that I will use regularly. So it's fabulous. And I definitely want to recommend your product. So, you know, once more, please share with us. So if people are interested, which I know that they are, and especially, you know, we should talk about the bridal show as well, because if you were saying, if you have a wedding cake, if you have a birthday, if you have cupcakes for your child, if it's a special occasion, if it's a holiday, if it's, you know, Passover or Easter or Christmas, or, you know, you've got all of your beautiful cakes, and your cheesecake sounds absolutely delicious, and your lemon bars and your all of these fabulous things, that, and of course your biscotti that you're offering to people. So and or if they have questions on gluten-free baking or creating a garden of wholeness or wellness, how do they reach out to you again?
Yes, if you call me, you can email me at judy@twice-baked.com or call me at 562-714-0564.
And you will be at the WIN, which I'm so absolutely thrilled for. And once again, that is the Women's Information Network. And the Women's Information Network is a global organization. For those of you who aren't aware with the WIN, you know, I would suggest that you go to www.thewinonline.com, and it empowers, you know, women and families in 156 countries. And so I'm so thrilled that you're going to be at the WIN, because certainly we want to get your gluten-free products out worldwide, and we want people to know that they actually can consume something and have something that's so whole and such a great part of their life and such a wellness. And I'm just thrilled that you're going to be there and people are going to get to sample your products and be able to order the breads and order more. And what did you say? It was a dessert of the week or a dessert of the month? I definitely want to order that.
Dessert of the month? Yeah, girl, every week? No, we can't do that. But, I mean, we would want to. I've got my freezer stocked at all times, but it's dessert of the month club. So you can send it for, you know, all the occasions. Like, let's say, and let's say you don't even want to do dessert of the month. Let's say you just want to hit the main holidays, Mother's Day, a birthday. We can accommodate just those schedulings as well. So dessert of the month club, just automatically whatever we're baking for that month, just got to trust us, we're going to send it out to the same thing to everybody. So and it'll be a nice surprise when they get it. So yeah, and those vary, you know, like you can buy the whole year, you know, which is basically what we would do, a 12-month dessert of the month club. Yeah, so that would be awesome.
I do trust you. I have met you, and I know you, and I so trust you and your instincts and your intuition and your love and your diligence and your determination and your joy of people. And this is just, it's so fantastic. And when I think about my own family and how nice it is to be with my mom in the kitchen, and I just know that those are the moments when I look at my life and the things and the times that I cherish. And I can honestly say I've never had a single time that I was with my mom in the kitchen that I said, oh, you know, I wish I was doing something else. Or I wish, every time that I am with her in the kitchen and any time we've had an opportunity to cook, I always think how lucky I am that I have a mom that takes the time to teach me what she teaches me in the kitchen, but also that I have this great relationship and that we get to spend this time together, which is always so precious. And so the fact that you get to do that, and so I just, does your daughter design stuff? Like you were saying, well, she likes the sweet stuff or just comes up with, you know, the crazy combinations. And are you the one that says, okay, I want to use, you know, my great-grandmother's recipe, or this is a kugel I had when I was a child or something. And she says, what if we, you know, mix peanut butter and sausage or something? Like, is she the one that just has these crazy ideas? And you're the one with the
Absolutely.
Traditional ideas, and together you come up with this company.
Absolutely. What she does to me is like, Mom, you better measure properly and weigh. Be precise. That's what she's all about. And she definitely is so creative. She'll say, oh, I came up with this. What do you think? And we, like, throw and bounce the ideas off of each other. And then we actually try it. And she has been, like, amazing. And she's so creative and one of the best bakers. And she was a personal chef. So she's just got it all going for her. And I'm very proud of her. And I'm really looking forward to what we both can bring to the table, because she's got four children. We want to make sure that they're going to grow up healthy and not lethargic and not have mystery diseases. So, you know, we all want to be active and live a good quality, long life, and that's basically it.
Genius. It's absolutely brilliant. Well, we're so blessed that you're with us today, and it's so wonderful. And I do have a question, though, while I still have you online. What is certified lavender? I've never heard that expression.
Well, what I like to do is we like to make sure that when we get our products that they're from a good source. So some products are not you know, they have to go through government regulations and things like that. So we want to make sure that where we get our lavender or our spices or whatever, that they're coming from a certified source. And I mean like through the government stamp approved source, basically. So we want to make sure our products are good quality and that they're not coming from a country that we don't know what they're made of. So we want to make sure that we also promote local buying as well. So we have a wonderful gluten-free warehouse not far from where we live. So we want to support them in buying our products locally. So, you know, that's just basically the difference.
It's so funny when you say, you know, it sounds like you're going to educate the lavender. I went the other day and I took papers that I had to be shredded. I'm actually trying to clean out, you know, all my past papers, and I used to have my chain of fitness studios, and so I took things to be shredded, and when I dropped them off at Shred USA, they asked for my address because they were going to send me a certificate. And I said, is this something that I can hang on my wall? What kind of certificate are you sending me? And they said that the certificate was just saying that a governmental that was, you know, shredded properly and whatever that is,
exactly.
Maybe get a certificate. But I loved that they were going to send me a certificate because I was going to frame it. I thought it was something like a diploma. So when you said certified lavender, it just is like a cartoon of a lavender with a little graduate cap.
Yeah, you can buy me now. Yes,
I'm
exactly.
The smart lavender compared to the one
smart.
That says the baby lavender that says growing. Compared
that's
to the
adorable.
Kindergarten lavender. So.
Exactly, exactly. It's got everything you need, and when you eat it, you'll be educated. So it's a great concept. But we just want to make sure everything is good product and good quality and all that good stuff. So, yes, we want to make sure when we buy our sources, you know, our base products, that they're, you know, government certified, basically, in the supermarkets, wherever we buy them, not like off a street stand somewhere. So,
right.
Yeah, we're also going to be affiliated with the Celiac Society. So as soon as we get our bakery up and running, I want the Celiac Society to come and certify the bakery, so we'll have a nice endorsement from them. So we're going to kick it up and be affiliated into the world of the celiac people. So we definitely want to kick it up a notch.
That's fantastic. Oh, Judy, that's wonderful. No, I'm so excited for you, and I'm so thrilled that you're with us today because, like I was saying at the top of the show, this is a prevalent subject. This is something everywhere you go now, you see gluten-free or people ask, or it's definitely, if there's a problem, right away somebody says it could be a gluten problem without having to go through so much medication and so many tests and so many years of pain. As you're saying that, you know, your son-in-law or whatever, even just sitting on the couch, people have energy levels and they can't even get up and they can't do things, or they have arthritis or they have gout or they have all of these things. And the probiotics and the inflammation, more people, it's interesting, I was at a presentation the other day and they were saying that more people die and get sick from inflammation, not from heart disease.
Yes.
But it's
yes.
From inflammation.
Yes. And glutathione, things that your body's not naturally producing. The glutathione helps with anti-inflammatory. And when you're gluten intolerant, it takes those nutrients away. You have no fighting. You have no defense against anything at this point. So not only are you getting sick, but it's like really making your body much more weak than it needs to be. So I think it's going to be amazing. If I feel bad, I would immediately get off gluten and see if that's the problem before I would even go to a doctor. Just check it out on yourself for like a month and see if you feel better, and then see what happens from that point forward. Take a homeopathic journey first and try to have that proactive by, you know, going gluten-free first.
It's interesting. I had, you know, our body's so related to our symptoms. And recently I had a meniscus tear and I was just walking and all of a sudden my knee gave out. And anybody that knows me, I do high wire trapeze, I ride bareback horses, you know, I do aerials and ice skates. I mean, I am crazy gymnast, dancer, you know, whatever that is. And my knees are, you know, so I you know, like jog on my knees. When I used to teach children gymnastics, I would be running on my knees because that was the height of the children to be able to catch them as they were flipping or flying. So literally, I used to want to get like skates for my knees so I could just go back and forth. But I would literally be running on my knees. And so all of a sudden, my knee went out, and I saw some of the best doctors, specialists in the world. I was recommended to, you know, one of the Lakers, the Jets, all these people. And every doctor that I saw said, oh, huge meniscus tear, you need surgery right away. And I was going to Vienna. And all I kept thinking is cobblestone streets and surgery. And I said, you know what, I'm going to do the surgery on my knee when I get back. I'm going to go to Vienna first. And I did what I know, you know, because I have a huge background in, you know, physical education and rehab, and I made my knee strong enough that by the time I came back from Vienna, the doctors were like, miracle, knee is fine, don't know what happened. But my friend who's a doctor in Canada, Dr. Lise Janelle, and Lise had said, well, if it's the knee, it's always the gallbladder. You know, if you cleanse your gallbladder, your knees will be fine. This is only weak because there was a problem with the gallbladder. It's like, and then I started looking into that, and it was true. And if you do a gallbladder cleanse, you know, you don't have weakness in the knees. So it is so related in our body. And so when you can do that, when you can say, I'm going to eliminate gluten from my diet and see how the body and your life changes, and it can save you from surgery and save you from debilitating diseases and all of these things, you know, people say it's a miracle, but it's not. It's health. Health is not a miracle. Health is what we are supposed to have. You know, like an apple a day. You know, we learn that always.
So true, Nicole. So true. And you know what's so fascinating? Yes, if you have a pain in one part of your body, it's affiliated with some other place, like associated pain. So if you try the gluten-free, just try it. I think the homeopathic is always the way to go for myself. And then you'll see what happens from that point forward. So, I mean, you probably healed yourself, you know, with your positive thinking and the way you are, and that's also part of that healing process. So, yeah, it's all good.
It's fantastic. Well, I'm so, so grateful for you being here today, and I can't tell you how excited I am to, you know, be ordering your products and to change my life, because really, and then what I would love to do at some point is have you come back, and then I'll share with the audience, okay, so I went gluten-free and this is what I've been doing and these are the results, because I love doing that as well and informing our audience on how it's affected my own life, so I have my own testimonial that I can share with people, because then I know it works. I mean, I have my own testimony on gluten-free now, because I can tell you that I had a nephew that, by going gluten-free, is a different kid. He is, and this was a kid that I truly, I couldn't understand. It was like, how does a 10-year-old, it's like he had asthma, but he didn't, and he always had the reflux, and he always, and they put him through this battery of tests, and I was like, please don't do this to this child, and then they made him go off, like, everything, you know, which for a child is just torture, you know, no pizza, no peanuts, no whatever that is, no cereal, no cake, no eggs, no butter, no cheese, no, and then slowly they reintroduce things to him. And then they tested, and at the end of all of these tests, like 2 years of tests, they came back and said, oh, it's a gluten intolerance. If he doesn't have gluten, he'll be fine. It's like this poor child. And now he doesn't have gluten. If they could have just done that and said, let's just try gluten, not put the kid through these tests and make him not have stuff for 2 years. I mean, and then 13, he's like this, I mean, and now he is like a little baby superhero. He is so strong and so virile, and he's playing all these sports and doing all this stuff, and he's doing great. I mean, absolutely great. And it was gluten. It was that simple.
Yeah. So exactly. I'm so happy to hear that he's now becoming himself, and that's what it's really all about.
Yes. So it's true blessing. So thank you for being with us, and I can't wait to see you at the Win. And I look forward to meeting your daughter and to telling her how grateful I am for this company and for you and the fact that you have truly taken, you know, all of your history, all of your past, and all of the love that you have for your family, and you've now given it and shared it to other family and other friends and to other people around the world, and that is your You're really wonderful. And so, like I said, I can't imagine a better gift than to be able to say I can help you, and I'm going to send something to you that's going to change your life. And so that is the magic. So
well,
thank you, Nicole.
You're the angel that dropped into my life last night. I'm just by a miracle. I'm just so blown away, as I said. And I really believe that this is just going to make us, this whole show and who you are, I'm just amazed at how miracles do happen. And I really appreciate this, and we appreciate this, and hope to see you, everyone, at the Win. It's going to be fun. And thank you, Nicole, again. You're just amazing.
Oh, Judy, thank you. So this is Judy Carney from Twice Baked Baking Company, which is absolutely extraordinary. And we're so looking forward to the products, and we're so looking forward to being able to share really gluten-free living with all of you, because gluten-free living is sharing health and sharing happiness and really sharing that unlimited life. And that's what we're talking about here, is really being able to be healthy and happy and having that world. So, Judy, thank you again.
Thank you so much, Nicole. See you at the Win.
Okay, thank you.
I love.
Well, I mean, when I think about gluten-free, it's interesting because we have guests that we have lined up to come and to talk to you. And it's my greatest joy when I meet people who are making a difference on the planet and on the world. And one of those people is a dear friend of mine, and his name is Don Tolman. And Don Tolman, I always think about like the Indiana Jones of healthcare, and he is the most amazing, knowledgeable man, being, entity, life force on this planet. He has his research, his understanding, his knowledge, and the way that he shares health information can transform lives. And I've seen people that had terminal cancer all of a sudden turn around. I've seen people that have had, you know, strokes and all sorts of things, and Parkinson's and all sorts of memory loss and critical pain in their body work with Don, and just through proper nutrition and understanding of the right nutrients and the right things that your body should be eating in vitality and health, the right combination of apples and beets and things that you put together that he calls a Kabbalah juice. And he actually can give you a combination of a juice that's actually like a life force juice. He creates a product called Pulse, which was used like back in the time when they were building the cities, and it was what people lived in. When you saw them lifting stone, and where people got their strength and their power, and what were they eating off the land. And so Don is amazing. He is actually going to be in California on September 6th and 7th down in San Diego. And if you go to Don Tolman International, you can learn about Don and his amazing work. And he also has a book called the FDR. And the FDR is something that I must use 50 times a day. It is the pharmacist desk reference, and he spells pharmacist F-A-R-M-A-C-I-S-T, pharmacist, F-A-R-M, how clever, A-C-I-S-T, desk reference, F-D-R, and that is comes from Don Tolman International. And when you can look up anything, you can look up, you know, eyesore, cough, knee pain, tired, you know, dark circles, whatever that is, bruise finger, bee sting, anything that you're curious about that's happening, you can look it up, and he may tell you, have a half an avocado and an onion or whatever, and you'll be better in 10 minutes. It's amazing that he knows what food, what earth source is the source. As we talk about it, it's not a miracle, it's health. And he also talks about how we're, you know, a series of tubes, and how when things are blocking the tubes and how everything runs through. And his videos are hysterical. He is one of the funniest, smartest, cleverest, most insightful, thoughtful, knowledgeable, interesting, enlightening people that has ever walked this earth. And his name is Don Tolman, and we'll have Don on as a guest. But again, he is coming to California, and I'm racing down to see him. We speak a lot on the same stages, and we do a lot of events together. And every time I am on stage with him, I feel like my soul is bigger. I feel enhanced by his presence. And every time I see him across the room, he's one of these people that you just light up because you know that this is someone special, that just his entire life is about making the world well, about changing people's lives and changing wellness. And his perspective on gluten is incredible. And so I would love to connect, Judy, because, you know, Don would love Judy's products, and I'm sure he's going to be so excited to be able to share them with his audiences. And Don himself is the products that he has, and it just even the resource that he has and who he is. I mean, everything from teaching children and an education system and how we nourish our bodies and our minds and our spirits and our soul. And so it's nothing short of phenomenal. And so, you know, we will definitely have Don on here. But again, if you want the best resource, go online and treat yourself to the FDR, which is the Pharmacist Desk Reference, Pharmacist Desk Reference, and you can get that through Don Tolman International. Like I said, all day long I look for resources in this book. And when people ask me if they have a problem, if they're troubled, if they're hurt, if they're injured, if they have a loved one that's going through something emotional or physical, I will always go to Don's FDR and say, well, you know, try this. And people will call me back and say, that was amazing. How would you even think to do that? But Don is the best resource for healing and health. And I know that as I am sharing his outlook on, you know, gluten, it's so brilliant. And so I would love to be able to piggyback this with his conversation and his work. And then I just recently went to a presentation the other day of a company called Gavana, and they're working really with reducing inflammation and with those probiotics and with products that really have the essential qualities of wholeness and wellness, and they're really working around the world to be able to share with people the information of the whole being. And I was talking to one of the women that had introduced me to the products, and she was telling me that she met somebody from 25 years ago in her past, and that this man had called her up and said, hey, it was great to see you, I would love to get together with you. And she said, I'm so sorry, that it's, I don't want to be rude, and it's not that I don't want to talk to you, but my father is very ill, and I don't know what's going on with him, and you know, I can't even think about connecting with anybody right now, and I'm so sorry. And he asked, what's going on with your father? And she shared these very, very grave and serious health issues with this man. And he said, look, that I have a solution for you, and I think this could help your father, and I'm going to leave it on your doorstep. Where do you live? What is your address? And he said, look, you don't even have to open the door. Just, I'm going to leave this there, and I know that this can help. And he left these products on the doorstep, and she gave them to her dad. And not only did he start to get better, but they got him off all of his medication, and he was on heap loads of medication. And he reversed his illness. He got well. He got healthy. She showed me pictures. His legs before were purple and green. They were shriveled and they were bruised. And now his legs look like, I don't know, an 18-year-old, 19-year-old runner. And this is her elderly father. It's the life force that has been put back into them. And so that's how she got involved in these products and the research that's being done with them. And so when I went and I listened to what they're doing, the testimonial from people's sleeping patterns, from Crohn's to, you know, all different things that people have in their debilitating disease and arthritis and joint problems and bone problems, and how it's being resolved through these nutritional resources. And so I would love to bring Annie on and to talk, and we talked the other day about bringing her on. So I think that as we have a show like this on Limited Life and we're talking about new paradigms of thinking and new science and new technology and even things that we don't understand, whether they be UFOs or whether they be, you know, fields of energy or reading brain waves, all of these things that we are learning about the outer world, the inner world, and ourselves, I think that something like having Judy today talking about gluten, which is something here and now, something that you can change today to change the quality of your life, or having someone like Annie saying that these are just the essential oils, or these are the pieces or the parts of this product, and that actually changed my father's disease and has helped all these other people from their gout to their arthritis to their Crohn's to their sleeplessness to their asthma to their allergies, whatever that is, and that without having to take medicine, without having to take drugs, without having to be in surgery, without having to be in ICU wards or in hospice care or any of these things, how literally, it can drastically change your life. And I love that. I love the fact that we are honored and blessed enough that we can share these things with you. And so I think that gluten-free, that pulse, that the Kabbalah juice, that the Quranic products, all of these things are answers. And as we look for the essence and we look for answers, that's the greatest gift there is. One of the guests that we have coming on that I'm very excited about, and she's coming next month, actually is a psychotherapist, and she teaches through tango dancing, Argentinian tango dancing. And what she believes is that in motion, we can figure out our emotion. So by tango dancing, you can figure out your anger and your passion and your desire and your fear, and learn how to take the next steps and learn how to move forward and learn how to retreat back and learn how to turn in a different direction. And so as a therapist, she uses this form of therapy to change people's lives. No drugs, no surgery. People's lives, you know, they go from being completely suicidal to completely, you know, being leaders, pillars of their community and having families and happy and joyful and wonderful. And so we have these tools. We have these techniques right at our fingertips. So I would highly suggest reaching out to Judy and letting her send you gluten-free bread, gluten-free products that taste not even the same as what you have, but better. More delicious, more scrumptious, because they're real, they're alive, they're whole, they're making you healthy. And to see and track in your own life, how do I feel? Are you like her son-in-law who, you know, can't get off the couch and all of a sudden now you're working out and, you know, pumping weight and riding marathons and doing all of this? And or are you like my 13-year-old nephew who, you know, was having trouble breathing and digesting, and now all of a sudden life is great and grand and you can do all these sports and eat all these foods and have this fabulous life? And so the steps are so simple to help. It's awareness. It's listening to people like Judy today, you know, going forth and finding people like Don Tolman, who has a doorway to mastery in the health and nutritional world, and that he really is just this incredible chalice of the golden essence of life, that his information can totally fill you with the all that is, and that really that heaven on earth human experience, or the simple nutritional products that are delivered to your doorstep, that just by taking them, all of a sudden the pain and the constriction and the inflammation and the dis-ease and all of that simply float and go away. And so I feel lucky and blessed that I get to share all of these with you, and it's such an honor and it's such a treat always. And we have some incredible guests coming up in the next few weeks. Next week we have Dr. Kevin Emery Ross, and he is he is for certain one of my favorite people in the planet and in the world, and he truly is such an Zen master. He really is. He is a strategist in business to the highest degree. He is an author of so many subjects. He is a brilliant doctor. He is a specialist in ADD in so many fields. And he is intuitive into the needs of a society, the needs of a person, the needs of a business, and he can literally transform lives and transcend energy faster than anybody I've ever met. And so he's remarkable, and I'm so excited that he's going to be on our show next week. And then, of course, we have Matt Weinstein, who is one of my favorite people. Matt is the funniest. I mean, he is, he's one of these people that you just see and you just start laughing, and he hasn't even said anything yet. And when he hosts shows, I literally am always holding my sides and my ribs hurt for days after because I'm laughing so hard. And he has a company called Playfair, and he can make anything fun, whether it's your company, your corporation, your life, your marriage, your world, your relationship with your children. He can certainly bring laughter and joy to that. And so, and then we have a beautiful healer that's going to be working with us, and she is going to be talking about energy and the transformation of energy and all of that light, and how you don't even have to have someone in front of you to be able to do energy work on them, that she can literally take somebody's story, whatever they are sharing and saying, and she can flip the switch on that and change the energy of what they are seeing, what they are going through, how they complete that. And she is able to shift the energy consciously and subconsciously, even from a distance. And so you can call in, and she will be working with you. And we have her September 14th. And September 7th, we have an incredible life coach that's going to be teaching us really how to take those next steps in our life, what's stopping us from our success, what's stopping us from those next levels of our brilliance, what's stopping us from the next levels of our goals and of all of those things that we're looking for and want. And so we're just so thrilled that we have this incredible lineup for you. And as I promised, we will bring Don Tolman in for you. And even if I can just tail in Don Tolman on somebody else's call, I would love him to talk about the gluten, because I think that that really is such an essential part of our diet and such an essential part of our life. And so today's call, I think, was so important to have Judy Carney on the line and to be talking about the Twice Baking Company and what gluten is, how we can avoid it in our life, all of the health issues that gluten causes, and all of the health issues that are freed by being gluten-free, and how simple it is to be able to change your diet in life, how you throw away anything that says flour, and you could start there, how you can replace products with your, you know, with other products, and they taste just as wonderful, that you can go to her for personalized cakes for your wedding, for your holidays, cupcakes for your children that are even better than the products that you have. And so for that, we are so unbelievably grateful. So I thank you, as always, for being with us today. And I encourage you completely, go to Don Tolman International and find Don, order yourself the Pharmacist Desk Reference, FDR-FARMACIST Desk Reference. Order yourself some Kabbalah juice, or learn how to make some Kabbalah juice yourself, and order pulls, and see how your life hasn't transformed and how it isn't different. It's so fabulous. And I know for myself, as I was talking about how I put my knee back together again after the meniscus tear, and that Dr. Lise Janelle was saying that it's gallbladder, and that any time we have something going on in our body or in our life, if we go inside first, and if we really look into our heart, and we say, okay, I'm going to try to be gluten-free, or I'm going to do a master cleanse, or I'm going to research someone like Don Tolman and see what Don says we should do about this, because my finger's swollen from a bee sting, or I just burnt myself with a curling iron, or whatever it is, I have this cough and it just won't go away, or I just came back from another country and, you know, my stomach doesn't feel well, or I'm bloated, or for whatever reason I can't lose weight, and any of those issues, and before you go and buy drugs to stop the cold or cough, and before you go and have surgery, I mean, imagine if I had several different doctors telling me they should cut my knee, and imagine if I did that instead of saying, before I do that, is it not possible? What else could be possible to heal my knee other than them cutting it open? What else could be possible? And when, and as you know my story, that I had been blown apart, you know, in this terrible accident, and I put my body and my life back together again. But I'll tell you, I never doubted that I could do it. And each and every step, I connected to my wellness. I connected to my health. I never connected to the pain. I never connected to sickness. I never connected to illness. I only connected to my ability to be well, my ability to be healthy, my ability to thrive, my ability to lead the life that I know I was meant to live, and to be able to have this unlimited body and this unlimited potential and this unlimited life. And so that is why we have created this show. And so our guests today, Judy Carney and Choice Baked, and talking about gluten-free, is connecting you to your own wellness. It's connecting you to your own wholeness, to your own joy, to your own life, to your own essence. And I love the fact that she wanted to leave something for her children and grandchildren and their children, because when we think about leaving a legacy, if you can leave a legacy of health and a legacy of life and a legacy of energy and happiness and bliss and euphoria and all of these things that we're meant to have, then you have lived a life worth living. It's sort of Tom Hanks when he was in that movie and he said, was I a good man? And when you say, have I lived a good life? And you look at today, and today, on this very day, you have an opportunity to have health. And if it starts with being gluten-free and reducing the inflammation and taking away something that's going to aggravate and cause pain in your body, then what a beautiful step. And if it could be delicious and scrumptious and amazing at the same time and be delivered to your house, that you don't even have to go anywhere to have optimal health, there could be nothing better than that. So I'm excited for you to be gluten-free. I'm thrilled that you all can lead a healthy life. And as the show says, it really is about unlimited living. And I know that every day I strive to have unlimited potential in human form and live an unlimited life. And not only do I do that, but I really share that with all of you and everybody I meet. And at the end of the day, before I close my eyes, I always ask, did I make a difference? Did I make a difference in my own life, and did I make a difference in somebody I met in their life, and have I made a difference on this planet? Did I make a difference to the world, to the earth today? What did I do today that made a difference? And today, Judy has made a difference. And so we are thrilled and blessed and honored and grateful that she has stepped up and that she is making this beautiful, beautiful company and creating a way in which we all can lead healthier and happier lives. So thank you for being with us. It's such an honor always, and I look forward to seeing you next week, as this is Nicole Brandon from Unlimited Life. And don't forget to join us tomorrow on Hourglass Bride. We have the most fun and exciting day that I remember. We have the Mommy's Game, Meredith O'Brien Kanan. And if you go online to themommiesgame.com, it's hysterical. How do you play the game and have time for yourself, have time for your family, have time for your kids, and how do you get points for that? How do you become a winner in the process of that? It's a crazy, incredible concept. I'm so excited and so thrilled, and I think it's going to be one of the most fun interviews we've ever done. So that's tomorrow, 2 o'clock Pacific time, on Hourglass Bride. Don't forget to join us. It's going to be hysterical. And next week, we so look forward to Dr. Kevin Emery Ross, and truly one of the most remarkable, insightful people walking around in our society today. So stay tuned for that. And this is Nicole Brandon wishing you a wonderful week and have an unlimited life.